Gypsy Vampire Slayers from Kansas, Episode 5. The gypsy vampire slayers from Kansas flee the violent scene at the Banks farmhouse. Stephen awakens to the sounds of voices.
He will find...
what?
He who...
open something?
Bill would know.
Bill's dead. And our new priest let the little one go. Isn't that right?
I can't believe... You killed that entire family.
Not all of them, thanks to you.
The Jeep sits alone in the darkness, its headlights a tiny pool of light in the vast night. Gregory stares daggers into Stephen's eyes, barely visible in their rearview mirror.
Time to get with the program, Kemosabe, or get out.
You'll see. At Bill's house, you'll see. And you'll believe.
Hey, simple question. You in or out?
In.
All right, let's go.
The gypsy vampire slayers from Kansas enter Bill's house, a sanctuary all of its own. Filled with religious relics and ropes of garlic.
Garlic?
You have got to be kidding me.
Dude, don't touch.
Not kidding.
Here it is. Bill's old crucifix. Guide us now. And protect us. This crucifix is a much more powerful weapon than you.
Okay, Ed, this is insane.
There are always four. We need you.
Stephen looks at the three kids he just saw murder a family in cold blood and sets the crucifix down on the coffee table.
I'm out.
No one speaks as the gypsy vampire slayers from Kansas watch Stephen walk out the door. In the quiet of a rural Kansas night, Penelope Vance wakes to a knocking at her window.
Stephen.
You're not going to believe.
What time is it? What are you doing?
Stephen is a sight to behold, blood-soaked and breathless. Outside the open window, a small figure appears. A little girl, pale and hollow-eyed.
I'm hungry.
That's the little girl from...
From where?
Can I come in?
Of course, sweetheart. Here, just climb through.
She's from the Banks farm. Just... Right here, let me help.
Is that blood?
I'm hungry.
It's okay, we'll get you something.
Just keep her quiet. I'll go check in the fridge. Hang on. I can't believe she followed me. Okay. She ain't got nothing in here. Oh, berry burst. Kids love berry burst, right? Berry burst, live right, tastes good, tastes so bright.
As the old grandfather clock strikes three, a blood-curdling scene unfolds.
Penelope!
Stephen opens Penelope's bedroom door to yet another sight he can't believe. The little girl is latched onto Penelope's neck, her small teeth drawing blood. Stephen is suddenly thrown into a battle for survival and does something he never would have considered just a few short hours ago.
Get off of her!
He grabs the little girl, her teeth tearing free of Penelope's neck, and flings her against the dresser. Penelope drops lifelessly to the floor.
Penny! Penny!
The little girl rises up, hissing, baring her bloodied fangs at Stephen. He has to act fast, and instincts he never knew he had kick in. Almost as if on autopilot, he pulls the dresser over in front of the bedroom door to block Penelope's father from entering.
Penny!
And immediately grabs the wooden chair from Penelope's vanity, smashing it against the wall. He wields one of the broken legs and spins around just in time as the girl leaps at him. And he drives the makeshift stake through her heart.
Get back from the door, Penny! Penny, I'm coming! Get back from the door!
Sheriff Vance climbs into the bedroom through the splintered remains of the door and rushes to Penny, her neck bleeding from what looks like a dog bite. But that doesn't make any sense.
Penny! Oh, Penny! What happened? You're gonna be okay. Penny, you're gonna be okay.
As Sheriff Vance cradles his daughter in his arms and peers out the open window into the darkness, Stephen's nightmare continues. Stephen sets the little girl's body, still with a stake through its heart, on the ground.
You're a vampire!
No!
The little girl, now a vampire, sits up suddenly, tearing the stake from its heart.
No! You don't believe.
The little girl stands up and hisses at Stephen. He scoots away on the ground, backing into the woodpile, his hand falling on the axe, leaning against it.
You're a vampire! You are a vampire!
On this unsettling night, the line between reality and nightmare has blurred for Stephen. Runs, disappearing into the woods. What comes next for him and for the gypsy vampire slayers from Kansas is uncertain.